My Ariel is black, my Lambo's blue, and I'll be goddamn if my rims ain't too. Something ignorant and something else ignorant. Anthony Mackie's Captain America, and Ariel is black. Yada, yada, yada. Y'all can stay mad, because we still going. Yeah, that's really all I have to add to the discourse on that. Because, like it or not, it's still happening.
And y'all can die mad about it.
Paris.
I saw that tweet that you shared on Instagram where it said, with all the Africans y'all threw in the ocean, how y'all surprised Ariel is black. I was like,
what's not clicking? Yeah. What's not clicking? Like, and the gag is like the head dude at Overdue was like, I heard her sing and I was like, yeah, come audition for this part. Like she wasn't even checking for it. She was busy with her Chloe and Halle shit. And dude was like, come sing for us. Exactly. And like, she was the first girl that they saw and she sang and blew it out the fucking water. Made this nigga cry and shit. And he was like, oh yeah, she's Ariel.
And if you saw like the trailer, if you listened to some of the leaks.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let's be clear. Halle ain't playing with the vocals. That throat is golden. She wasn't playing. Oh, she was taking it. She was taking it.
And all the black kids. God. Oh, God. It was amazing.
Oh, my. Seeing their reactions has been so beautiful. I can't lie. It's been so nice to see.
Yeah, so all the racists who, like, for some reason are so pressed behind a mermaid. A mermaid.
Behind a fictional being.
A mermaid.
Like, they became scientists just to be racist. Oh, you know, it's under the water and this far and there. Melanin. Yeah. Shut up.
And it's
shut
like, up. Y'all and sound ridiculous. Like, it's like the extra shit y'all give to black girls because, you know, on the other side of the sea, like, Aquaman is fully not white. He hasn't been white for ages. Like,
for a long time.
Like, Jason Momoa is not white. not at all. So I'm just like, but y'all ain't give him shit.
Nope. Not
at all.
Nope.
Speaking of which, whoever photoshopped Jason Momoa in the water and then Ariel with the shadow thing.
Oh my God. Y'all are going to jail.
Like, actual jail.
To prison.
If anyone is gonna have a Jason Momoa's shadow dick print on their face, it's gonna be me.
And I support that.
All right. Welcome. To Big Boy Brunch, where topics get tasted. I am Lolo Vons. Oh yeah, I just fused the Z over the break. In case y'all didn't know,
that.
I'm lazy, and it's easier to just say. So I am Lolo Vons, aka the Liberian Aquarian. That's so water, my pikinche, aka the Jollof Connoisseur. A.K.A. the patron saint of Crunchyroll passwords. A.K.A. the jack of all trades who jacks off old trade. A.K.A. Boom Cat Kakarot, because win or lose, there's always another Dragon Ball. A.K.A. Lolo Rambo, new Monica. A.K.A. Top Smoke, because when I put it in, I go, A.K.A. Black Dynamite, don't you interrupt my kung fu. A.K.A. The Watcher, hey big head, A.K.A. Fastest is Meat Sleeve, A.K.A. your first choice for a verse voice. And now, it is time to introduce the hostess with the mostest, my work husband, till copyright infringement do us part, Mr. Dre. What's good, Zendrea? Congrats on that Emmy win. You play a crackhead like no one else can.
Shut up.
Open the door! Open the fucking door! Bitch! Open the fucking door!
Oh my god. I'm sorry. You adding that new one in has taken me the fuck. Oh my god, I did not expect that.
It's an old one. It's an old I've used it before. It's an old one. I reworded it. And I just
I'm sorry. It hit different this time cuz I do not
know. Yeah, I've used it before anyway, a while ago.
I do not remember that, but oh my god, that was golden. Thank you so much.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, y'all. I'm doing well. I'm acclimating to my new surroundings.
Oh, wait. New surroundings. What's the new surrounding?
Oh, you know, in the interesting state of Louisiana. Y'all know I'm here. You know what I mean? But like, I'm fully acclimating into the fact that I now have a Louisiana state license. Ooh. You know, I'm a resident. You know, it's like, I'm like, okay, for real. Like, I'm here. I'm here.
I heard daddy got a job, too.
I did, okay. Joe. I can afford to live. And that is so great to me. You know, I really appreciate this ability to, pay some bills I may
all right.
do. You know, it's a great
feeling. Yeah, I love that for you. You can afford to get a new phone number and not tell me.
Oh, see, you're right, though. I can't even lie. Yeah. Matter of fact, I called him this morning
to record this shit, and it's like, we're sorry. This number has been disconnected.
I'm so sorry. Because, and honestly,
I mean, I haven't made a bald joke in like 2 months.
Like, I miss those.
Oh, okay. Like, what is it?
But no, thank you for reminding me, because there's quite a few people who don't know I have a new number and I need to tell them as well. So
what did Drom, aka Shelly, aka Drom, say? You done got left if you done got my new number.
I love me some drama.
You know, he just changed his name back because he was like, fuck it. Like, whatever. It's just, ugh.
I was like, you know what? And that's your right. And I hope people understand it's people's right to change their name whenever. Anyway, we're not going to get into that. But
moving on. We got a dope brunch for y'all today. It's one of my favorites. So we got fried chicken strips and waffles. It's 3 Cajun seasoned chicken strips on a big old waffle with a mango mimosa on the side. Delicious. I've been working.
I miss this nigga's brunches so much.
Yeah, I've been working brunch at my new job. So I'm able to like grab brunch there and not, you know, like before service, but it's not the same as here.
I'm sorry, when you said service just now, I thought you were talking about church. I was like, you back in church, nigga?
What's absolutely the fuck not. Don't ever disrespect me like that again.
I'm so sorry. All
right, moving right along to a heaping helping of blurred news, and we got a lot today in a segment I like to call Nerdy Nuggets. I just make me curl up my toes, bust a nut in my nose, wherever it goes, just don't do it slow. Give my anus a child, leave it in for a while now, don't take your time, just punish my hoe. Wherever it goes.
Oh, this is Dark Side.
Yeah, it's my new song. It's called Bubbly.
The brand new song that no one's heard of. I love it.
But you didn't even let me finish. It's called Bubbly. Come. Because I'm original. You know this. Moving on. In some great news for Marvel fans, Samuel L. Jackson is reprising his role as Nick Fury in the Disney Plus original series Secret Invasion. It's hard to believe that the last time viewers spotted Fury was in 2019's Spider-Man Far From Home. If you'll recall, he was seen in the film's post-credits in some kind of Skrulls research facility. He wasn't being held captive by the shape-shifting alien species, but rather appeared to be doing what he does best, leading. Fans have to wait and see how Fury's time with the Skrulls ultimately put him on a new covert mission to preserve the world order in the Marvel Universe fans have come to know. But one thing is for certain, it's good to have the old guard of the MCU make a return, as Nick Fury has been around since 2008's Iron Man. So, what we got here... is Nick Fury finally getting his, like, movie show sort of, you know, solo sort of thing. I think after Black Widow, the very last, you know, person, the very last original, like, piece of the Avengers, like, you know, was Nick Fury. And, like, where's the Nick Fury zone? Like, y'all gave motherfucking Coulson, like, how 5-6 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and no one gives a fuck about Coulson. I'm sorry. He's just the white. I don't care how many different cyborg enhancements he is always Coulson, bland ass Coulson. I'm sorry. He's literally just he's an insert for like the 45 and older white male demographic
who need to
be represented. Who just needed that representation. Yeah. So yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we got Nick Fury. I think they're kind of curbing, like, they're keeping the superhero stuff kind of like under wraps. I think until the actual show, or it's just gonna be like a straight up spy sci-fi sort of thing. Because now's the time to do it. I think Marvel understands that there is some sort of superhero movie fatigue. Like there's a lot of it. I mean, it's very loud. I'll say there's a lot of movies that are released a year, but like, because superhero movies, because the promotion has to be so loud and flashy, it's like in everyone's face. And so like some people are like, I'm kind of tired of like the costumes and whatever. So they're like, all right, so let's jump into our spy bag. So it looks fun.
Yeah. And also I think, well, for me at least, I can't speak for anybody else. For me, the fact it like superhero moves and but like also knowing that the mutants aren't coming for, in his words, a long time, Kevin in Feige's words, a long time. I'm like, okay girl, let's get into this Let's pivot. Let's pivot just a tad, you know, until my girls can come in and wreck shop. So yeah, I'm happy for that.
My favorite part in the trailer was the part where like you just see like it's this one light-skinned nigga, and then out of nowhere it's just like 80 versions of the light-skinned nigga just pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, is this the biracial agenda? Like, hard at work? What's going on? The motherfuckers just multiply. My God.
Come on, baby. Yeah, they
oh, I love it. And we only got...
And I thought it was, what's his name from How to Get Away
with Murder? Oh, the cute one who was in the Chloe music video? Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. They showed a little bit of the Skrulls, but like not a whole lot. I think they're saving that until like keeping on under wraps. But all right, cool. You know, it's seasoned Nick Fury. He's got the beard. He's got the salt and pepper. Or I think it's looking like just salt at this point, but, which is fine. That's perfect. That's perfectly fine. Like, you know, he's. What Danny Glover say, like I'm getting too old for this shit, so but you still do it, so I'm right. And so I'm excited for that. It drops next year, spring 2023. Okay, be on the lookout. And all right, so we got another Marvel property.
I have a question. Like, just
yeah, random, yeah. Go ahead.
Like, it's just a thought I had. Did we used to wait this long between the trailer and the movie, like back in the day, or was it longer? I cannot remember.
I think so. I remember.
I know for a fact, being a kid, like everything feels longer. So like I'm still trying to
not sure, because I do remember like the when I first saw the trailer for the first Spider-Man movie. And it was like, and it was just like spring of 2002 or 2003. And I'm just like, what? Give us a date? What the fuck? And then they would, and they didn't give you a date until like what, a month out. So everything seems longer. Everything seems longer. All right, and next, Werewolf by Night. So, beware when the night falls and the moon is full. The Marvel Universe is stalked by Werewolf by Night. And now, that same primal terror who has hunted the horror wing of the Marvel Comics since the 70s will claw its way into the Marvel Cinematic Universe with October 7th's Werewolf by Night Halloween Special. Marvel Studios streaming special coming to Disney Plus. The Werewolf by Night Halloween special will bring in not just the eponymous werewolf, but other Marvel horror characters, including Man-Thing, and Elsa Bloodstone, to pay homage to the classic black and white Universal monster movies of the mid-20th century. And when it comes to Werewolf by Night's comic book history, that's the same vibe he's had since his heyday of the 70s. As one of a few important Marvel horror characters who were introduced following the loosening of restrictions that had been placed on the depiction of creatures like werewolves and vampires in comics. All right. Scrolling down. Give you a little insight about this. As with many Marvel Comics characters, there are a few people who have become Werewolf by Night over the years, but it's the original Jack Russell. Get it? Jack Russell Terrier. Who has the longest history in the Marvel Universe. Yes, Jack Russell, like the breed of dog, though Gary Conway, who wrote Werewolf by Night's first appearance in 1972's Marvel Spotlight number 2, has stated over the years that he was not aware of the dog breed's existence when he picked the name. Oh, that's hilarious. Feels like Cap, but why not? The original concept for Werewolf by Night was created by longtime Marvel Comics writer and editor Roy Thomas and his wife Jeannie Thomas, following the relaxation of regulations placed by the Comics Code Authority on the type of horror characters allowed to be shown in comic books. All right, and the trailer, black and white. I believe this is the first Marvel product we've seen where everything's in black and white, and looks like a bunch of monster hunters who are, I believe it's like, hey y'all, like y'all got this opportunity to hunt this thing, and so good luck. And I think my favorite part of the trailer was the dead, almost dead dude that who said like, I will be rotting for you. And
yeah,
that's just the right amount of camp that we need for something like this into Marvel's like foray into horror, because we know Blade's coming up, so it's we need more, you know. Yeah, it's time to get into their monster bag. What do you think?
When I saw it, I was asking, wait, is this supposed to be, you know, a comedy? Because it seems like it's going to be funny and also, you know, a bit. Because, you know, like you said, it's campy. But it's definitely supposed to be like a horror. I think, I wonder if it's the whole thing is going to be in black and white or if it's just a trailer. And two, is this Marvel's like first like introduction of like actual werewolves into the MCU?
Yeah,
Like for real.
Werewolves.
I'm sorry, not Marvels.
MCU. MCU. And they hinted at vampires in the Eternals.
And then
you know, after they confirmed that it was Mahershala Ali at the end, it's like, oh, vampires are a thing. So now they're doing werewolves. They're doing all the spooky girls. It's what gags me about this. A couple years back, Universal tried to make their own MCU, but out of horror characters. So they started it with the Mummy. And then they were like, oh, we got all these other like monster bitches, that bad bitch that gonna link up in the next movie. Like, they tried that shit and it fucking failed because the movie was just bad. And now Marvel is like, oh, that's so cute. Oh, wow. So we're just gonna do what the girls should have did and properly. So y'all can watch, you know. And that's, I think that's them, like, I think that's them saying fuck you to, like, still sitting on the rights to the Hulk. Because I'm pretty sure, I think the reason we still haven't seen, like, a Hulk thing, is like, a Hulk property, like, a Hulk property, is that Universal still has their claws in the Hulk. So, yeah, it looks fun. It doesn't look scary. It just looks very, very, like, campy. So,
yeah.
I'm like, blood. Ooh, I like that. I keep forgetting, it's been so long since we've done this. We you know, like, while we're still on Marvel, like, real quick, what did you think about the Wakanda Forever trailer?
Okay.
Do you have tissues nearby?
I'm gonna have to use my shirt because it was amazing. It was amazing. Seeing Chadwick's picture, like, his, you know, visage, like, paint, I was just like, oh my God. Hearing Angela's speech was, like, heartbreaking as well. Seeing Namor introduced into, so, you know, cool. The MCU. He's so cool. Really cool. He looks so good. It was just so much. Like, it was really emotional, but also, like, really cool. I'm hoping that this nigga doesn't, because honestly, when it comes down to it, I don't think I could handle seeing too much devastation come to Wakanda right now. But, you know, I'm like, you know, you can be a villain, but keep it cute, sis.
I think what's gonna happen is, like, I think what's gonna happen is that, like, the two of them are gonna, like, Wakanda and Latin Atlantis they're gonna, like, clash in the beginning, like, and then, like, by halfway they're gonna, like, make nice and, like, band together as, like, a whole, like, POC coalition to fight the big bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping so, because, like, you know, I know what happens with Namor, and I know what happens with Namor and Wakanda in the comics. I'm just like, girl, let's chill out.
We got enough Latinx versus, like, black, like, back and forth on Twitter.
It's enough. Like,
we have enough of that.
But, like, it was so beautiful, it was so colorful, it was heartbreaking.
And just
it
to see all to all see all the girls people. Back, and, like, yeah. and, like, the new...
Also to see Michaela Cole.
As,
like...
I believe she's playing... I think she's playing Aneka or something like that, or some... But she's playing one of the Dora Milaje, but I do believe that... Mm-hmm. And I really hope that they do this... is because in the comics, Ayo and Aneka, I believe, like, they are a couple. It's like two Dora Milaje who just dipped out and decided, like, you know, y'all on some fuck shit, so the two of us, we just gonna do our own thing. But I really hope, like, you know, we get that romance, you know, throughout, and it's not just like hinted at or something like that. As for who's gonna be the next Black Panther, like, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Shuri. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Shuri. So I'm not really surprised there. But what I was really excited for was to see Riri Williams in the trailer. And I don't really give a fuck about spoilers too much, because I'm like, I need to see Ironheart, because there's been pictures floating around of like a Mark One, where it's a lot of I guess robotic enhancements that, like, it's wrapped around her body, but it's not like, you know, her face is still visible. It's just, you know, it's very like, you know, bare bones. And then there's another suit that's like more complete, like this Mark II, and it's got like this like metallic heart in the middle of it. And I'm like, I'm really excited. Like, it's good. It's gonna be a gang of Black female superheroes, and a Latina dude, and it's gonna be dope. And like, yo, no, but it's no shade, because Namor, like, it's truly a flex when like 75% of your superhero costume is your skin. Like, it's a flex. Yeah. And I'm like, and it's just straight out of the comic. People are like, some people said he was like too fat. And I'm just like, have y'all never seen what an in-shape person looks like?
Like, what are y'all talking
and like,
about?
Honestly, I would prefer if he had a little paunch too. Listen, same. Don't even. Whew. Calm down. But yeah, Wakanda Forever.
I want to say this too. I think seeing the trailer also, because like one romance that I have been very invested in, especially since I started reading comics, has been the Black Panther and Storm. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like seeing the trailer and all everything, and also realizing that, the next Black Panther is most likely Shuri. I'm like, okay, so we're just not gonna see T'Challa and Storm.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's not gonna happen.
And that really was heartbreaking, because I was like, I love. Anyway, but yeah.
Mm. It sucks. But also, like, I also do not want to give Hoteps any more like fuel to be obnoxious.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Maybe it was for the best. I said maybe. But yeah, I really can't wait for that one. And especially like some shady ass news post is like, oh, Top Gun 2 just surpassed Black Panther. And I'm like, you already know what we're gonna do. So
oh yes.
Like, literally no one was checking for Top Gun 2. Like they may have been checking for Top Gun 2 like maybe 2 or 3 years after the first one dropped, but like this one just came out of nowhere. But you know, Wakanda Forever is about to fuck y'all shit up. Like,
all the 40 pluses went, you know, 45, 50 yeah. pluses went to the field to see Top Gun, I guess, yeah. because we will
be wearing white, because traditional African funeral, you know, memorial, mm-hmm. you know. Attire is like all white, so yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so no, like, yeah, like, keep the Kenzie cloths at home. keep the Fashion Nova dashikis at home. Bring out your best, whitest, you know, stain resistant white suit or dress or harness or jock strap, and we gonna come through.
Just make sure it's white.
Wakanda Forever. Cause wearing all white is a very Black thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very really Black is. Thing. I love it. no matter what Terry Crews says.
Okay.
It's supposed to be an all white party. Negro, please. You not white? Anyway. And our last story. Henry Selick, whose last feature was 2009's masterpiece Coraline, is back at this year's Toronto International Film Festival with Wendolyn Wilde. It's a delightful return to form for the man who put stop motion back on the map, and a charmingly devious collaboration with comedy duo Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, reunited after their groundbreaking comedy series ended. After watching her parents die in a tragic car accident, troubled teen Kat Lyric Ross spent her adolescence shunted from juvie home to juvie home, getting in trouble and hating the world. When she returns to her childhood hometown of Rust Bank, oh, that's a name, to join a local Catholic school's teen rehabilitation program, she finds a ghost town where there was once a thriving community. Wealthy bureaucrats have overrun the town and now hope to bulldoze the last of the community's resources to build a private prison. Oh, this is a gentrification storyline. Holy shit. Yeah, truly a horror movie. Meanwhile, in a technicolor demonic dimension, brothers Wendell, Key, and Wilde, Peele, are living out their eternal punishment as hairdressers living on the scalp and inside the nostrils of the dimension's overlord, Buffalo Belzer, Ving Rhames. Oh, that's hot. Oh,
oh my god. Oh shit.
Put a pin in that. He traps the souls of the dead inside a hellish theme park ride strapped to his giant belly. Wendell and Wilde dream of escape, making cut paper blueprints of their own theme park, the Dream Fair, contacting Kat through a troubled dream sequence. They make a deal with her, swear allegiance and release them into the mortal world by becoming their Hell Maiden, and they'll bring her dead parents back to life. I'm gonna just stop it right there, cause I'm already in for it.
Yeah.
Yo, this is fucking wild. So it's dropping on Netflix on October 28th. It'll be in select theaters on October 21st. So.
Oh, we in spook. I'm sorry. Just real quick. Living in Louisiana with it always being fucking hot. I forget that we're in spooky season. Like we're changing seasons. It's always hot out here. So I'd be forgetting that it's fall. That's,
it's still like, oh, I'm so sorry, friend. I am so sorry.
It's sweltering out this house.
Not sweltering. But yeah, I'm really excited. Black Coraline looks so lit.
It does. Yeah.
And it,
but I'm sorry, these descriptions.
I was like, Ving Rhames is playing a demon?
Like what?
Ving Rhames is playing a demon.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, stares at gun oil on the dresser. I can't.
And they said the theme park is strapped to what now?
I don't know, but it's
his giant belly.
Something weird like that.
Oh girl, it's getting a ride.
Hell Maiden? Like that's a lot.
I'm sorry, me being strapped to a theme park on some nigga's belly doesn't seem like hell to me. It seems pretty heavenly.
No. I was talking about the deal between the two demons and
I was talking about the theme park.
Right. Okay. That
seems heavenly.
Oh no, I too love to ride a man's belly. So it's wild. So literally Wendell and Wilde. This black girl has, two demons, and I'm thinking, I wonder if the two demons are like allegories for like misogyny and like colorism. Would that be a little too deep? Like, cause they have to have like a rapport with each other, and like they're going to be talking throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. So,
this is Key and Peele, so
it could be. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it could be.
Could be, but but yeah, I mean, I'm excited. We will review Nope at some point. But yeah, we mm-hmm. will review Nope at some point because it was a lot of fun. But yeah, that is Wendell and Wild. Go check it out next month. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to review Thor, Love and Thunder. Jesus Christ.
Okay, not too much.
All right, and we're back with another No Cap recap for you. It is Thor, Love and Thunder. Thor, Love and Thunder is a 2022 American superhero film based on Marvel Comics featuring the character Thor, produced wow. by, yeah, okay. I think that's what it is, produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. It is the sequel to Thor Ragnarok, and the 29th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film is directed by Taika Waititi, who co-wrote the script with Jennifer Caton Robinson, and stars Chris Hemsworth as Thor alongside Christian Bale, Tessa Thompson, Jaime Alexander, Taika Waititi himself, Russell Crowe, and Natalie Portman. In the film, Thor attempts to find inner peace, but must return to action and recruit Valkyrie, Korg, and Jane Foster, who is now the Mighty Thor, to stop Gore the God Butcher from eliminating all gods. So So Dre is going first because for some strange reason he actually liked this movie. So what do you think you liked about this movie?
You know what? See, if y'all know the meaning of memes, I would say this. If y'all know the meme of NeNe where she said, it's unfortunate that people can change something that's just pure innocent fun and turn it into drama.
They fucking started it.
It was a fun, cute little film. Like, it wasn't.
If you were on ketamine.
You know? It was just like, you know, the girls decided they wanted to have a little fun, wanted to, like, you know, put something on, you know, that the girls could have fun to. You know, just like a cute bop. That's what that movie gave me, like a cute bop. It gave me Saweetie. You know what I mean? Like, you don't invite Saweetie, which, by the way, you don't invite Saweetie onto a talk show to talk. You listen to Saweetie's cute little bops and she looks sickening and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't look.
Don't bring Saweetie into this. Saweetie is innocent.
I mean, it's true though. No, she is, but like that's the thing. Saweetie is sickening, and she makes.
Except for that line about her shaming sex workers, but for the most part,
yeah.
For the most part, she is innocent.
She's just cute and sickening, and she makes cute bops, and that's all I need from her.
It wasn't cute or a bop
when it came.
Okay. Pick some specific moments that you liked in the movie.
Okay, so like when Zeus ripped Thor's clothes off, that was, you know, a little fun, cute moment.
Like,
and
to reveal, like, the, like, you know, the very average ass?
Yes. You know, I'm not saying it was erotic. It was just a little cute, little fun, you know, just ha ha ha, you know?
I will give it this. The Panther God, Bast, like, they had her human form in the Hall of Gods. Oh, bitch. Sickening. She's taking it.
Sickening. See? Like, it's just, I think if because I think a lot of times, which understandably, we go into Thor movies and we're like, we're trying to get lore about the MCU, that type of shit. I get into here. It was called Love and Thunder, bitch. I didn't expect, and it seemed from the trailer that it was giving 80s leg warmer type tease. So I was like, okay, girl, it's gonna be cute. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a cute little fun little thing. And so I went in there, and that's what it was. You know what I mean? Like, we had Thor kill or seemingly kill Zeus with his own thunderbolt. That was fun. It was cute. It was cool. We had what's his name? Son, Axel. We had Axel. Axel. I love Axel. I want to say I support Axel. I support Axel being the sickening nigga that he is, leading the other girls on the charge to kill those demon things. You know what I mean? It was fun. Like, it's just giving fun and light. I will say this though, the fact that it was called Love and Thunder, and the love portion, which was the guy's daughter, was in like maybe 10 minutes of the film, was weird. Cool,
Wait,
but otherwise,
I'm
they
sorry,
were
whose
just
daughter?
like,
Oh,
what's his
Gore. Oh,
name? The
Gore.
guy
Gore.
killer, the guy killer. You know what I mean? And you did point out, the whole thing of that they did with fat shaming Zeus. I'm not Zeus, Thor. I was like, girl, like I thought we was
They
past
made it a
that.
point. It's like, oh yeah, he was really depressed, so he got fat and unattractive. But he worked out, he's not fat anymore, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, I thought we was past this, y'all, but I guess
Fat
not.
Thor is always fat,
But
like literally,
otherwise,
I'm confused. I'm like, was it not Fat Thor that helped kill Thanos? For real?
yes,
Like, was it like
absolutely,
it like that like it was Fat Thor.
absolutely.
It wasn't Twunk Thor. It was Fat
No.
Thor. So I'm very confused. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and Valkyrie, like you did point out, like she was a side character, but even though, you know what I mean, like I liked her little moments. Even I will say that even though they definitely made her into like this side
The
character, I
token
liked her little
black.
moments. They were
Oh my God.
cute. They
I
did.
listen. I. Okay, go ahead.
Also, I'll say this. No, I promise we're gonna get to it. But also, I did like the few moments where Jane was like the mighty Thor. It was cool, even though it was like fucked up. I was like, dang girl, like this is supposed to be fun. Like we have her dying of cancer, and like it was like this is a lot. But anyway, like these moments where she's the amazing Thor. I was like, this is cute. I like this. Seeing her whoop niggas' asses with this, with I could never say the hammer's name. I hate saying it. So with the
Mjolnir?
hammer. Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't like the way
Yeah, it
that comes
sounds
out
like
of
a
my mouth,
slur.
but it does. So yeah, I mean like these little moments, it's like
We just
it was
alienated like the
cute.
one Nordic listener that we had.
I'm so sorry.
My culture is not an
But yeah,
insult, fucking niggers.
like these little things, they were cute. I was just like, oh, it's like fun, like seeing, just like niggas whooping asses, you know what I mean? And that was pretty much all I got from it. Like
Okay, so
it was a cute little fun
okay, so
film.
like I didn't so here's my thing. I don't have a problem with humor in Thor movies. Ragnarok was very balanced in its humor, and it knew, when to go into like the serious stuff and when it's, when not. Especially like with like Thor and his brother and all that stuff. But it was just like in this one, it just felt like the jokes just did not stop. Like we didn't even get a chance to breathe and like actually feel real feelings. Like there's a main character in this movie who we haven't seen in years, who comes back and is chosen by Mjolnir to become Thor, but before that, like she has cancer. Like she got cancer, and they're making all these stupid ass jokes about it. And then when she finally passes, it's very just like, LOL, not be dying, bye. Like it's very much There's no emotion in it. There's nothing. And like, it's and then when Thor, when she catches up with Thor, and it's just like there's not enough chemistry between the two of them. Like when they're trying to like they're busy trying to rekindle like their past relationship. Like there's too much. Like they shoved in their story and like why they broke up and this, that, and the third. But it was just like they played it up for comedic effect so much. So when they finally like reconciled and that and came together for that kiss, it just felt very empty and hollow and undeserved. So it was just like, what, like, why are we even sitting here listening to this? Like, it's like, why are we watching this? Like, why are the Guardians of the Galaxy here? And I will say it was cute to have like another like Marvel, like, you know, group kind of like there in the background, because that's usually how Marvel works. Like in the comics, like everybody everywhere, like you know, you'll see it'll be like a Spider-Man story and like Daredevil will like pop in for 2 seconds, but it's a Spider-Man story, whatever. But like it was cute. Like I still think the Guardians of the Galaxy are like the most like mid superheroes in all of the MCU, but it's okay. But yeah, it was just I don't mind jokes. It just didn't give us a chance to breathe and like feel actual feelings. And even some of the costumes, like when Thor went to go rescue Lady Sif because she had been attacked by the God Butcher, Thor he was in this beautiful, amazing, like it was like, you know, this Arctic uniform. Like I'm like oh, this is like Thor. And I'm like, he's jumping down, he's like the wind is blowing, it's like snow and shit, and he walks over. And then when he finally meets up with Lady Sif, he's like, "Oh my God, you're missing an arm!" And I'm just like, "Oh, God."
See,
like, can we be serious for 2 seconds, please? We have again another female character we haven't seen in years. She literally got attacked by a guy who literally kills gods. That's just literally what he does. And like, I don't know. And the damn goats, the goddamn goats, yelling and screaming.
Nigga,
listen.
That was so.
And here's my thing: if you want to do an obnoxious joke like that, like you get three. Anything after three, it's I can't do this anymore. And they've got to be properly timed. I feel like every 10 minutes is.
I laughed every time. I swear to God. Every.
I was with Nebula. Like, Nebula was like, "Yo, I'm about to kill these motherfuckers." I'm just like, "I'm with you too, sis."
I was like, "Okay, we can make some curry later, but for now,
I'm weak. Let's
just go ahead and laugh."
Okay, and with Valkyrie. Okay, let me break this down. Let me break this down for y'all. Valkyrie is the last in a fleet of elite female warriors that protected Asgard. Like, she's the only one that survived after the Goddess of Death wiped all of them out, including her girlfriend. Like, she went into a depressive state. She was drinking and all that stuff. She was done. Like, she was just, like, dicking around the universe until, like, he met up with Thor. And then she gained her confidence back, put on that beautiful, like, what, shining silver suit, you know, jumped on top of a winged horse, like, to be the bad bitch that, you know, she was always meant to be. You know, she helped save Asgard as it was crumbling to the ground. Because they admitted that Asgard was built on colonialism, so the whole shit had to come down. And then after that, Valkyrie comes back for the end game, fights together alongside all the other Marvel heroes to defeat Thanos. And then after that, Thor bestows the title of king onto her while he goes to find himself. Like, this black woman does all of this stuff and she can't get any pussy? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Not only that, Korg, the rock motherfucker, the self-insert character, is like, Mitsudae had this ritual where the two of them would get married or whatever, and then at the end of the movie, Korg gets a gay partner before Valkyrie! Are you kidding me right now? All the shit this black woman has done for this goddamn MC motherfucking you, and she can't get laid. No girlfriend, no wife, no gaggle of hoes. Like, all she got was, like she kissed some random bitch on the hand and then jumped into a fucking portal. Yo, she gets nothing. She gets nothing. She gets no lines. She gets no back, no story. She gets nothing. Okay, she's out here at town hall in her goddamn PJs. In the motherfucking trailer, we saw her in a sickening fucking suit. It was giving Janelle Monáe tees. It looked like she snatched one of the suits out of their closet after they did the nasty and like was just like, I'm just gonna wear this to set. Like, looking like full stud, like power. And then like, and now we see her, like, she walks and the first thing we see from her is Old Spice body wash bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me? What the actual hell? And then, yo, we haven't seen Jane in ages, and all of a sudden she's the main character, and Valkyrie's just in the back smiling, and you know, oh my god, the way they do these black characters, like, if here's the thing about the MCU, like, if the black character is not the main character, like, they don't give a fuck about them.
It's true.
Rarely. Yeah. Like, I think Eternals is the only movie that, like, did it 100% right. So I'm just like, yeah. I'm frustrated.
But let's say this. Like, one thing, she was getting laid very much, right? She even admitted that. When they were having that talk, she basically said, like, you know, he had, like, you know, psychoanalyzed her. He was like, you know, like, you know, this and that happened. And he said, like, oh yeah, but now you've, like, reduced it to, like, or like, now you're surviving on, like, you know, trysts and da-da-da because, like, you're sad or whatever the fuck he said. And she was like, yeah, pretty much. So she is. It's just that she's depressed. Like you said, she is depressed.
We need to see the depression, we need to see the character growth.
Hookups.
We need True. To see the hoes. I would like something. Like, she's got no shade. Tessa Thompson has more acting range than most of the people in that cast. If we're keeping it a buck, she's the best actress. She's the best actor in that whole goddamn movie, and she's extremely underutilized.
Oh no! So we need
to see.
Right.
I would have liked to see the trauma. I would have liked to see the hurt. I would have liked to see the hoes. I would have liked to see, like, some looks. Like, and she's queer. Yeah. Like Valkyrie is queer. And a king. It would have been dope to see her, like, walking down to some, like, dope ass drip. Like, that's, you know, true. and her still being sad, but, like, kind of using, like, yes, kind of using, like, the stylish clothes or whatever as, like, a kind of, like, yeah, as, like, some armor. Like, I don't know. Like, no. If you're not saying it, if you're not, like, you know, putting it on the screen, like, it's all speculation. Yeah. And And especially, like, since we're getting
That's true. Okay. I see, like, exactly what you mean there. Yeah.
And, like, after Batwoman, hello, like, we had a whole two seasons of, like, a black queer superhero, like, you know, full character development and all that stuff. And, like, y'all couldn't give Valkyrie, like, a proper storyline. Like, after she's done so much. And she's literally, and
honestly, like, you know how I said, like, oh, like, the little girl was, like, in the movie's title name? Like, they could have made Valkyrie
exactly the other part. Exactly. Instead of, like, Love and Thunder. What would have been dope is, like, that, like, seeing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, Tessa Thompson, like, or excuse me, like, Valkyrie gets a
titular character,
has a love interest, but is having trouble. Accepting love into her life because she's still mourning the loss of her past girlfriend. Like that would have that would have pulled things from the other stories and you know really like fortified her storyline, but they didn't do that. She's just you know cool. She's like, oh hello, yeah. You know I'm depressed, but you know drinks, lol. And I'm just like, it is what it is. But
that's true.
But hopefully, I don't know. I really want more for Valkyrie. I really hope. Hopefully, we get to see more.
I can't argue against that. You're right.
But yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder was and the weird relationship vibes that he was giving, like his two weapons. Like he was like, it was like there's Stormbreaker and then there's Mjolnir and then like and then. And Thor was like acting like, you know, if he was using Mjolnir in front of Stormbreaker, he's like cheating. And like Stormbreaker's gestures, like it was giving like Summer Walker vibes, like very much giving like that bitch your axe, yeah. Like that bitch your axe for a reason though, like just very. It was very weird. It was very weird.
That was so funny. I can't like I don't know. That shit was funny to me. Like it was,
and oh was, yeah, we didn't get the Gore. Odd, the and Gore, that's why it was like funny he did it. He like just, he was a solid villain, but it was just like too much silly shit.
I can't even lie. I mean,
yeah.
To me, they're like. There wasn't enough of him. I'll say that. Like it was like he was just basically in the beginning, like a tad bit in the middle. He was mostly talked about in the middle. Then at the end, we saw him. So it was like beginning end, and then he was mostly talked about.
There is one laugh that was earned. That well, not earned because they probably didn't even expect it to be a joke. Like when Gore is talking to the kids about his story or whatever, and they pan to this one black girl. And she's giving like full T-Boz haircut giving I was on FaceTime with my boyfriend. I was like, T-Boz, they got T-Boz, oh my god.
Yeah, they didn't know that. They didn't know that.
I decided to pass away. Like it was just.
Yeah, they didn't know that. Well,
Thor: Love and Thunder. It is what I'm saying. It's just like
it was like, hilarious.
Y'all can't like I really y'all need to just not be mad at like the She-Hulk twerking because that pales in comparison to what the fuck we had to witness. Because oh god, like do better.
Yeah, please
do y'all. Better. Do better. Oh, and another thing. One last thing. I know y'all not finna give the CGI artists all this bullshit, like this fucking these tight ass deadlines, redos, millions of redos, reshoots, back and forth, people crying and depressed, and you know, and then you want to turn around and then like at Vanity Fair, like laugh at the CGI saying it's bad. Well, what girl? Well, why do you think it? Just imagine an art like you literally like you chugged like six cans of Red Bull, like you've been crying at your desk for the past 6 hours because your boss is like, yeah, we need this shit like now, like tomorrow, like yeah, like whatever vacation time, cut it. Like your grandma's on your deathbed. Well, you better hurry up if you want to see her. Like, and then all that bullshit. You finally turn in your work, and then the director of the film is just like, "Oh wow, this looks so fucking bad." I'm like, "Yo," that make a nigga want to like hit up the boardwalk and just like draw caricatures for the rest of his life because that's some bullshit. Like, wow, like really? Okay, all right. All right, but yeah, and that's Thor: Love and Thunder, and yeah, that's the end of that. That's the end of our thoughts on that. But we are actually going to end the show here today. You know, it's like a light return, a light return. We will come back with all the other segments and a soft opening. We will be back with bigger, longer, chunkier, juicier episodes. But we just wanted to give y'all a little something just to be like, because we're still working out our new schedule and our new flow of things. But yeah, we will definitely be back at a more regular time, and definitely still working to get guests, like dope-ass guests for you guys. And like I'm putting the feelers out, and I have a good feeling about some people that I want to reach out to. So yeah, so we're gonna curb it for now. Thank you for listening to Big Boy Brunch. Be sure to and subscribe. Not subscribe. Yeah. Wow. I am forgetting my ending. Be sure to like and subscribe on wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to go on over to our Twitter page where you can see all the previous episodes and the snippets and all that stuff. Dre, where can they find you? And you can find me Twitter and Instagram at Lolo Von Z. I got my Instagram back. And during the break, my shit got hacked. Wiped out all of my pictures. But I'm back.
Yes.
Now. And Big Boy Brunch is on Instagram as well. So yeah. Yeah. Thank you all so much for listening. Shout out to the people who've been like, yo, where the fuck is this episode? Cause like, I'm like, oh my god, you're real amazing. I really appreciate that. we do. All right. So that's it for Big Boy Brunch for this week. Check, please.